just the second time this year the Lions will take a lead to the fourth quarter, 17-14 over the Packers. The only other time they led this year was against Jacksonville. Again, they ultimately won. Nick Fairley, who made that tackle for a two-yard loss to end the third, five tackles today, two sacks, one tackle for loss. Here come the Packers now on second down and 12, three tight ends in the game. Rodgers out of the gun. From the Lion 46, Rodgers going to step up in the pocket, going to get hit. And you're going to go down after a couple of yards to the 44. Kyle Vandenbosch with the tackle. Wanted to throw, but the pocket collapsed. Able to use his feet, make something positive at it. Got a pair, and that's going to bring up now a third and nine.
Well, Dominican Sue did a nice job of forcing Rodgers. He wanted to scramble to the right. And Sue kind of dodged him to the right and moved him back to the left. And that's where he was able to get some help on the scramble.
Third and nine for the Packers from the Lions 44. Rodgers out of the gun. Green Bay 5 out of 9 on third down today. Rodgers takes four-man rush. Rodgers stepping up, throwing, complete, and dropped at the 44. 5 yards shy of a first down is Randall Cobb. Great play by Drayton Florence to hit him just as he caught the football. No yards after the catch. Decision time now as Mike McCarthy waits and now sends on his punting unit. No, a field goal unit. My goodness, this would be a 63-yard kick. No, a 58-yard kick from here.
No. And Crosby's been having trouble.
To go for the tie. If they miss it, the Lions get great field position. You have got to be cognizant of a fake.
And the Lions call timeout. They were thinking the same thing you were, Dan.
Timeout. Detroit. They're first.
So the Lions will call timeout. What will Green Bay do when we come back? They could also be trying to draw the Lions offside here. We'll have to wait and see. Lions up by 3. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Tomorrow only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss the first ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. only.
Downhill kayaking, synchronized fishing, moose wrestling. These are not good ideas, but they do speak to something very important to us at Columbia Sportswear. Innovation. We're constantly inventing new ways to keep you dry, comfortable, and protected in the outdoors. And that's why we like to encourage new ideas, even bad ones. Because when you get right down to it, we're a company built on ideas. But mostly the idea that you should get out there and enjoy the great outdoors every chance you get. Come see what's new from Columbia Sportswear at Dunham Sports.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
Crosby's lining up for a 58-yard kick. This year he has made one from 50-plus, that from 54. He was wide right from 52, wide left from 51, wide right from 58. Here we go. The Lions have sent Stephon Logan back as a return man. You don't want to return this kick.
The only way you do is if it's a pooch punt. If they fake it and go pooch punt.
See what they do. They run a man as if they're going to run a fake, and there's a flag.
False start. Offense number 83. 5-yard penalty. Remains fourth down.
Tom Crabtree, the tight end, popped out as if he was going to take a forward pass, a little shovel pass on a fake. But they didn't snap the ball, and the official called him for it.
And that's what the Packers were up to. The Lions calling that timeout. I think smart move by Jim Schwartz. Settle everybody down, saying, hey, guys, just don't go for any kind of sleight of hand. They're trying to pull some covert action here.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, and don't buy it, and they didn't.
Joe Abramson points out they ran that play for a touchdown in the first game of the year. Now they'll punt it. Maste, under pressure from Willie Young, sends it. Fair catch called for by Logan. He makes it at the 7-yard line, and that's where the Lions will take over. It'll be first down and 10. They'll mark it at the 8. And the Lions will have it there. 13:31 to go. They lead it by 3. How big would a long, time-consuming drive that could put you up 2 scores be here? Fourth quarter brought to you by the new Ford 2013 F-150 with EcoBoost. And today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Leo Verga from Sterling Heights. Leo, you are already a winner. Here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 8-yard line, leading by 3. 2 tight ends set, single back LeSure, Stafford under center. Stafford turns, gives to Michael, hesitates. Now follows his blockers over the right side, gets to the 11, picks up 3. B.J. Raji and Eric Walden team up to take him down. Second down and 7 coming up. At 4-5, it would be impossible to overstate how big this game is for the Detroit Lions. If they plan on being involved in the dance before the dance to get into the playoffs.
The dance before the dance?
This would be the December dance.
Oh, okay.
Of playing important games.
Oh, wow, that's like the pre-dance.
It's the dance in. Second and 7. Stafford, play action fake. Stepping up in the pocket. Stafford in trouble. And he's going to go down back at the original line of scrimmage, the 8-yard line. Covered up there by Ryan Pickett and Devon House. He was loading up that time. Calvin Johnson on a fly pattern down the right sideline. Titus Young on a fly pattern down the left sideline. Yep. So it's going to be 3rd and 10 now for the Lions.
And both,
3rd sack of the game for the Packers.
Both linebackers stayed right at the line of scrimmage. Not as spies, but their keys were the backs. They had them in man coverage. So when the backs stayed in to block and max protect, those linebackers then were free to come in and look at Stafford. When Stafford tried to scramble, they were there.
Lions 5 out of 10 today on 3rd down. 1st down here would be big. You don't want to give it up because the Packers would get great field position. Stafford takes back into his own end zone to throw. In trouble, going to go down. Stafford hit from behind and dropped. Shy of the line of scrimmage by a yard. Loss of 1 on the play. Eric Walden gets the sack for Green Bay.
And you know what? Stafford at that point, I think, was a little gun shy. You're down deep in your own end. You don't want to throw the ball into trouble. And I think from his perspective, probably is pretty smart play. You don't want to turn it over. You'll take the punt here in this situation.
Nick Harris to punt from 7 yards deep in his own end zone. He's got it. Sends it on its way. High punt, not particularly deep. Fair catch called for by Cobb at the Lion 44-yard line. It's a 36-yard punt, and the Packers have it back. Lions up 17-14. Great field position for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and Internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hey, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Don't trust just anybody with your furnace. We're getting into the season where you want to make sure it works. This is a company with 40 years of experience. They've built their business reputation on affordable, reliable, and dependable service. Right now, $20 off on the Fall Furnace Clean and Check Special. Regular $89.95, now $69.95. Call Family today on the east side, 248-548-9565. Or on the west side, call 734-548-9565. 800-422-8080.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Green Bay's offense has struggled in the second half. Their touchdown came from their defense offensively, only 49 yards and three first downs.
Hey, fans, Lions all-inclusive single-game suite rentals are still available for this season, including the December 22nd game against the Falcons. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering, packaging, and VIP parking. Call 313-262-2012 for the information.
First and 10, Green Bay from the Lion 44. Rodgers to pass, loading up, throwing right side, caught by Nelson, who slips a tackle by Chris Houston at the 38 and gets inside the 35 for a first down at the 33. Gain of 11 on the play. 11:27 to go in the game. The Lions lead by three.
A lot of cushion over on that corner, wasn't there? Got to get a little tighter on Nelson, because if you don't get pressure on Rodgers and he sees corners backing off and giving cushion, he's going to just pick you apart.
First and 10 now from the Lion 33-yard line. Rodgers in the shotgun. Now he walks up to the line. Checks his protection.
Yep.
Takes the snap. Inside handoff goes to Starks. Starks being chased by Willie Young. Tackled and down. No gain on the play. Willie Young, nice play to take him down.
Looked like he checked into a run. Rodgers went up there, saw the Lions defense, and I think he checked into that little draw run out of the shotgun. Lions' Willie Young was ready for it.
Second down and 10 on the way. Nice play by Young not to make a horse collar tackle. He had him by the back of the jersey, but let go, regrouped, and then took him down. Had he pulled him down immediately, that would have been a 15-yard penalty. Second and 10 now, packed from the Lion 33. Lions lead by 3, 10-20 to go in the fourth. Rodgers takes the inside handoff, steps up in the pocket, loads and throws left side. A lot of contact. Florence is going to be called for it against Jordy Nelson. Rodgers was under duress. It's going to be a hold against the Lions. Automatic first down.
You know who makes that play? Is Aaron Rodgers. He bounces around in the pocket and buys a little
Private
time.
Private pass, holding. Defense number 31. A 5-yard penalty on a first down.
Now he buys a little time by bouncing around in the pocket like that. And if he doesn't buy that time, Drayton Florence doesn't get caught holding. The other thing I wish these officials would do was watch the Packers' offensive line. Cliff Averill has been getting manhandled pretty much all afternoon. Still complaining about T.J. Lang.
Averill lined up on the left side of that defensive line against Green Bay's right tackle, T.J. Lang, well, at Eastern Michigan.
He's offsides.
First and 10. There's the flag. It's a free play for Green Bay. Rodgers throws. Wide is the intended target. Incomplete. Randall Cobb. But there will be a penalty against the Lions. You called it. I mean, you can't line up like that. The ball's
offside.
5 feet away.
Defense number 92. Lined up in the neutral zone. A 5-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Penalty called against Averill. I mean, you can see that from up here.
We're not a mile away, but we're not right down there close. And I could see that Cliff was in the neutral zone. And he's got to see that. I know you try to get every advantage you can when you're out there playing. You get as tight as you can because you want to get that pass rush. You want to get up into Aaron Rodgers' face. But a free 5 yards to the Packers in this situation is not a good trade-off.
First and 5, Green Bay now from the Lions 23. Back-to-back penalties against Detroit evaded the Packers. Rodgers. Handoff, Starks, nothing doing, taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Willie Young led the charge, host the Lions there with him. That'll bring up second and 5. 9:50 to go in the game. 17-14, Lions on top. Packers knocking on the door at the Detroit 23. Starks at running back to the right of Rodgers, who's in the gun. Lions go dime. 6 defensive backs in the game. They show a 4-man front. Rodgers out of the gun. Rodgers takes. Inside handoff goes to Starks over the left side. Able to fight his way down to the 20. Picked up three. It'll bring up third and two. This most definitely a critical third down coming up. Brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company.
That was Fairley again. Nice job by Nick Fairley. Again, they ran that little kind of draw out of the shotgun. Fairley read the block, stayed with the block, still made it at the line of scrimmage, and then disengaged and made the tackle.
Packers 5 out of 10 on third down, third and two from the Detroit 20. What will they dial up here? Rodgers out of the gun. Hard count, Lions don't bite. Now he takes back, looks left, throws wide of his intended target and incomplete James Jones. That'll bring up fourth down.
Well, Rodgers is over there looking. He wanted a penalty on Florence again. But in this play, I think the offensive guy got away with a push.
It is fourth and two. Nothing from McCarthy yet. Now he sends his kicking unit on. Cliff Avril is livid down there. He feels like he's been getting held all game long, and he is just angrier than all get out. So here comes a field goal attempt of 38 yards to tie this game with 8:41 to go. Crosby ready from the left hash, sends it on its way. It is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Crosby misses from 38, and the Lions hang on to a three-point lead. How big is that? We told you Crosby has been struggling of late, and he struggled today. He hooked it outside the left upright, and it's still the Lions 17 and the Packers 14. 8:37 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does, which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
What a touchdown run. Jones breaking two tackles for a 30-yard score.
I'll tell you, even more impressive was the celebration in Tom Smith's living room. Just after the play, Smith poured everybody a Crown Royal to celebrate.
And look at those glasses come together. That's just sound fundamentals.
That's how you celebrate a great football moment.
That's going to make the highlight reel for sure.
Crown football's best moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
17-14, the Lions lead. They've got the football back, first and 10 from their own 28. 8:37 to go. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his right. Gives to Michael. Dancing outside. Cutting it back across the 30. And gets to the 33-yard line. We're very close to that. Desmond Moses with the tackle. Fans, text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Just text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. The Lions get four on first down. It'll be second and six.
And, you know, the Lions doing the same thing that the Packers have done to Riley Reiff. Attack him. Lions have attacked Desmond Moses, who's the replacement for Clay Matthews.
Stafford on second down gives to LeSure. Again, he tries to get outside. One man to beat. He spins at the 33 and gets out to the 37-yard line. Devon House stops him after a five-yard gain, and that's going to bring up a third down and one.
And again, attacking the side that Desmond Moses is at. And he is the replacement for Matthews, who couldn't play today because of a hamstring.
At the nose of the football, just shy of the 37. They need the 38 for a first down. With 7.5 to go, that would be awful big if the Lions could keep this drive alive.
And the Lions go with a spread kind of look out of the shotgun.
And they will go empty on third down and 1.5 yards.
Wow.
Stafford out of the gun. Looking at a four-man Packer front, 6 in the box. Blitz comes. Stafford off his back foot throws. Got Broyles on the run at the 50. Packer territory left side at the 40. Head down at the 38 and dropped at the 36-yard line. Devon House with a tackle, but Stafford to the rookie Broyles for 27 yards.
Boy, credit Stafford with some patience here. He knows he's got protection breakdowns, but Broyles runs a great route. He got the matchup he wanted against the safety, Burnett. Broyles is quicker than he is. So Broyles runs a little break to the outside and then busts it back to the inside. Stafford holds it as long as he can and puts it on him for the big conversion.
Longest catch of the rookie's career. First and 10 Lions from the Packer 36. Stafford inside handoff to LeSure. Doesn't get much. Down to the 34-yard line. Ryan Pickett drops in there. Clock moving. 6:20 to go. The Lions lead it by 3. You would love to get the end zone here. You do not want to settle for a field goal.
No, and I hope the Lions are aggressive offensively here. That first down run was, you know, that's okay. I understand that. But I still want to get them real aggressive.
I'd say going empty on 3rd and 1.5 is pretty aggressive.
I would too, but I want them to be aggressive on first down.
See what they do here. 2nd and 9 from the Packer 35. Stafford takes the snap, pumps that throw. He's got a man out there. It's caught inside the 20. Titus Young sidesteps the tackler at the 15 and gets down to the 10-yard line. 24 yards and a first down for the Lions. Into the red zone they go, brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
That's the same route that Calvin Johnson ran earlier in the game, where you run a little route where you dive to the inside and then come back out to the sideline, behind the corner in front of the safety, and Stafford dropped that right in to Titus Young near the sideline for a big play.
First and goal for the Lions from the Packer 10. Stafford takes, handoff to LeSure. LeSure over the right side gets down to the 7-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and goal from there. 5:10, clock moving.
That's what I mean by being aggressive on that play call. You're going for the jugular here. You're going to put the Packers in a real, real bind. So I think you got to be aggressive. Think touchdown all the way.
Tony Scheffler in, Ryan Broyles out. 2nd and goal from the 7 for the Lions. Titus Young right, Calvin Johnson left.
See how they defend Calvin and then look for a tight end if they leave him open.
Stafford changing the play at the line, takes the snap, gives to LeSure, nothing doing. He's stacked up and taken down back at the 8-yard line for a loss of 1 by Brad Jones. Now it is 3rd down and 8 with 4:20 to play.
Well, that to me is, that's not being aggressive there. Running the ball. I mean, you got to really, I think, feel it. Lions don't.
Timeout on the field.
Green Bay.
Packers will burn a timeout. They have 2 remaining with 4:29 to go. It is 3rd and goal coming up from the 8-yard line for the Lions. They lead by 3. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 4:33 to go. Here we go. Third down. Goal to go for the Lions from the Packer 9. Kevin Smith into the game to the right of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun. Up by 3, looking for the end zone here. Stafford takes, blitz comes, they pick it up. Stafford looks, throws, end zone. Man knocked down, any contact, no flag. Casey Hayward out there in coverage. The intended Lion was Titus Young, a lot of contact. Young ended up on the ground, but no flag. Now the Lions will settle for a field goal attempt.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how they missed that one. You got interference in the end zone. There's no question in my mind, but not called.
Oh, he's holding it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just a blown call. All right, Lions left to settle for a field goal attempt from 27. Hanson sends it on its way. It's up and good, and the Lions with a precarious 6-point lead. You got Aaron Rodgers coming the other way. This is not where you want to be, but it's where you are. Let's send it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Matt Derry standing by. Diesel.
All right, thank you, Dan. Fourth quarter in Dallas. Dez Bryant has caught a touchdown pass from Tony Romo. The Cowboys lead the Browns 17-13. Arizona on top of Atlanta 19-16. In Atlanta in the fourth. Bengals 28-6 leaders on Kansas City fourth quarter. And again, Chad Henne having a monster day. 331 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Jacksonville surprising Houston in Houston, 34-27. 2 minutes left to go, fourth quarter there. 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios here. We send it to you at Ford Field.
You called that one, right, Chad Henne having a big game today?
No, I didn't call that one. But, I mean, he's, you know, off the scrap heap out of Miami where he was the starter. And, you know, he was basically backing up Gabbert, and that was kind of his role, I think, the rest of his career. Maybe now you rethink that, although I think Gabbert's still their guy.
Well, right here, 4:25 to go. Lions up by 6 on the Packers.
I don't know how they missed that.
That was pretty bad. I mean, he's holding him as he tries to come out of his break. All right, here we go. First things first.
You know what?
Got to be careful of Cobb back there. Hanson with a run up in the kick.
It's never easy with this team, is it?
Cobb takes it 3 yards deep, left side coming out. Back to the 5 to the 10. Cobb to the 15 and dropped at the 17-yard line.
That ball's loose.
And there is a pile up. See if it changed hands out there. No signal as of yet. And also nobody real excited down there, so the Packers keep it. The Packers have it. 4:19 to go. 2 timeouts remaining. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. He's 16 out of 23 today for 168 yards, a pick, and a touchdown, 86.9 rating. Nose of the football on the 18-yard line. Packers need the end zone. They are 82 yards away. One receiver left, 2 to the right, tight end tight to the formation left side. It's Crabtree who shifts and goes into an offset eye. Rodgers will keep it on the ground on first down. Starts good room up the middle. Across the 25 to the 30. Gets the first down. 11 on the play. DeAndre Levy with the tackle.
That's a lead draw where you bring that tight end in motion. Usually when they line him up in that fullback position, Dan, he's more of a pass protector. A chip blocker, but that time they used him as a blocker to lead that draw play right up the middle.
Clock moving down to 3:50. First and 10 Packers from the 29. Rodgers throws wide of his intended target, Jordy Nelson, who was cutting in. Rodgers threw out And it goes incomplete with 3:43 to go. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Second and 10 as Green Bay breaks the huddle and comes to the line. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Jermichael Finley, the tight end, in a slot to the right side. Rodgers out of the gun, takes, wants to throw to the right, does, got it complete. It is caught. It is James Jones with it, and Jones is down the right sideline. Broke a couple of tackles into Lions territory and down inside the 35-yard line and down to the 36. That is Jermichael Finley with it and dropped at the 31-yard line. That's a 40-yard gain.
Well, that's three guys missing tackles. You just can't do that. You got, when you got a shot at the guy, you got to bring him down.
Rodgers to throw on first down, does right side, caught. This time it's Finley again, down to the 25, gain of 6 on the play, as we're down to 3 minutes to go. Lions up by 6, Green Bay needs the end zone. The Lions trying to hang on. Second and 4, Packers from the Lions 25. Rodgers out of the gun, looking at a four-man Detroit front. Rodgers takes, goes on the handoff to Starks, being chased from behind, and he's hit and dropped at the 22-yard line by DeAndre Levy. It's a gain of 3. It'll bring up a 3rd and 2. Call it 3rd and 1 based on the spot.
Yeah, but it's 2-down territory anyway for the Packers. So it's not like there's a big deal here. And the Packers taking their time. They want to burn clock at 2:17 and counting.
Clock moving down to 2:10. Third down, 1 for Green Bay. Rodgers out of the gun. Rodgers looking over that defense. Now he takes, wants to throw. Being pressured, throws into the end zone, wants Cobb. And it's caught for a Green Bay touchdown. Beat Jacob Lacy on the play. Silva, the safety, was late getting over. And the Packers are going to take the lead if they can connect on the extra point with 1:55 to go.
Well, I tell you what, this is just one of those passes where Aaron Rodgers throws it up for grabs and Cobb makes a play. Lacy and Silva didn't locate the ball, couldn't make a play on it. And Rodgers just throws it up almost like a punt. And Cobb's the guy that's able to see it and make a play on it. The two Lions can't get to it.
Crosby for the extra point. Lacy just never turned around to locate the football, and Cobb was able to haul it in for the score. Now they will take a look at this as they do all touchdowns. Now they get to go ahead, and here comes the extra point.
A little bit of an underthrow that Cobb reacted to and Lacy didn't, and that was the difference.
Extra point by Crosby is up and good. And it's now the Packers 21 and the Lions 20 with 1:55 to go. That takes us down to the two-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. Lions have time and 2 timeouts left, and their season may be hanging in the balance. It is Green Bay 21 and the Lions 20. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
Here we go, 1:55 to play. The Packers have come back to take a one-point lead over the Lions. The Lions will have the football in a moment. Crosby set to kick it off. Stephon Logan standing 5 yards deep in the end zone to our right. Here's the run-up and the kick by Crosby. Should be returnable. Logan from 1 yard deep. Back to the 5, Logan to the 10, to the 15, cutting right to the 20, and Logan gets out to the 24-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over, first down and 10. They need a field goal to take the lead. Green Bay needed the end zone a moment ago, and they got it. Rodgers to Cobb. And here comes Matthew Stafford. See if there's some magic in that right arm. This is where the great ones define themselves. This is why you get the elite quarterback for this moment. Minute 48 to go, down by 1. They scrimmage from their own 25. Kevin Smith in the game, splits out wide right. Stafford out of the gun, empty backfield. Matthew takes. Straight drop against the 4-man rush. Stafford throws, incomplete. Wanted Scheffler, threw it low. Scheffler was well covered on the play by Jerron McMillan. Lions will reload, second and 10, 1:43 to go.
Big key here is protection, obviously up front for the Lions, because Packers know what's going on. They know they're going to work on Reef, the rookie left tackle. He stood up real well today. But still, you've got to take care of Stafford and give him the time to get the play made.
Second down for the Lions, 10 to go from their own 25, and Gaja Cherilis is up early. You can't do that. Just can't do that.
False start. Offense, number 77.
Stafford actually.
5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
Dan, Stafford actually was moving Tony Scheffler around. Split wide left. He wanted him to move in. Then he wanted him to move back out. So he was talking to him. And Gosder Charles thought it was a snap count, so he came up out of his stance.
Titus Young goes to the right side, Calvin Johnson and Scheffler to the left. Now Kevin Smith splits out to the right, goes into the slot. Second and 15 for the Lions, 1:43 to go. They're down 1. Stafford takes against a 4-man rush, sets and throws, incomplete. Threw it too low for Titus Young. That'll bring up 3rd and 15. Minute 37 to go. Clock stops on the incompletion. That throw was low. Would have been a tough catch for Titus Young.
Still, you got 2 downs to do this. 2 downs to get 15 yards here.
Stafford 16 out of 34, 236 yards. A touchdown, 2 picks today. Here we go. 3rd and 15. Lions from their own 20. Packers send 3. Stafford rolls right, sets and throws, and it's incomplete. Threw it wide of his intended target, Titus Young. Casey Hayward in coverage for the Packers, and the Lions are down to 1 down. It's 4th and 15 coming up.
And the key here is the Packers that time came with just 3-man rush and covered with 8. And Stafford bailed out of the pocket, and you're going to have, especially to the sideline, underneath and over the top coverage. I think the best place to go in this instance is you got to find a crease or something open over the middle and get a little run after the catch.
4th and 15 for the Lions for their own 20. Ball game hangs in the balance with 1:31 to go. Stafford takes. 3-man rush, he's got time. Stafford pumps. Now rolls to it right, looking for somewhere to go. Stafford sets and throws deep in the area of Tony Scheffler, who goes up, fights for the football, and can't make the catch. No flag. Jerron McMillan back in coverage for Green Bay. And the Packers, with the Lions having 2 timeouts remaining, are in great shape. So the Lions get the football back down one and could not even come up with a first down. Not an effective set of downs there for the Lions. Lions will take a timeout on first and second down. When third down will come up, might have a chance to get it back roughly with 20-some seconds remaining. Green Bay, you would think at some point, might add a field goal, and the Lions would need a touchdown to win. Although their field goal game has been less than accurate today. Rodgers steps up behind his center Saturday. James Starks, the deep back in an eye. Rodgers takes the snap, turns and gives to Starks. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. Lions will burn their first timeout with 1:16 to go. DeAndre Levy, the tackle. .16 to play. The Lions have one timeout remaining. They'll use it coming up here after second down. Right now, we'll swing it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Matt Derry standing by. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Atlanta's taking a 23-19 lead over Arizona at home. Michael Turner, a one-yard touchdown run. Dallas hanging on against the Browns, up 17-13 with the ball. A minute to go. Cleveland had a 4th-and-1. Brandon Weeden overshot his receiver there. It's been all Washington today over Philly, 31-6 in the fourth. And 34-34, Jags and Texans are tied. A minute to go in that one.
All right, Diesel, thanks. We got a minute 16 here. Lions down by one. Green Bay waiting for the go-ahead. They'll break their huddle and come to the line. And there it is. Rodgers up under center. Lone back is Starks. Second and 10. They scrimmage from the Lion 20. We have a stoppage in play. Officials are conferring. We'll wait for something from Ron Winter, our referee.
Please reset the game clock to 1:13.
They'll take 3 seconds off the clock from 1:16 to 1:13. Jim Schwartz wants an explanation. Not sure he's going to like anything that he hears at this point. Second down and 10, Green Bay from the Lions 20. Rodgers ducks in behind Saturday, his center. Crabtree in motion left to right. Rodgers takes, turns, gives to Stark, running left. He's met right in the hole by Sammy Hill and taken down. Lions will burn their final timeout with 1:09 to go. Third and 10 coming up for Green Bay. If you're the Lions at this point, you will think back to that first and goal situation you had from the 10 with a 3-point lead. You settled for three. Ran it on first down, ran it on second down. That's tough. Left you up by 6 and vulnerable. 21-20, Packers lead, 1:09 to go in the game. Third and 10 for Green Bay. Offset eye, Kuhn in front of Starks. They go on the pitch sweep to Starks, and he's taken down for a loss back at the 21-yard line. And now they'll just let the clock run. And there will be about 23 seconds when they finally stop it. Green Bay will probably let it run all the way down, take a timeout, and then kick a field goal. Now, the only decision for Green Bay would be whether or not you want to attempt a field goal and the possibility of having it blocked. However, if you don't do it, you leave yourself vulnerable, only up by a point. Game clock at 30. Play clock at 5.
They're just going to have 15, 20 seconds left, would be all the Lions would have anyway. So
So if you're the Packers, you want to – I think it's important that you make the field goal, put the Lions down a touchdown, because if they're able to get one big play, they could get Jason Hansen in a position to win. And I think you've got to go ahead and go through the field goal deal and see if Mason Crosby can put it through.
Let's quickly check in with Matt Darin, our 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios. Diesel.
Our thanks, Dan. Cleveland has taken a 2017 lead over Dallas. Brandon Whedon to Benjamin Watson with a minute to go there. Browns up by three. Carolina looks like they're going to win over Tampa Bay today, 21-13. Panthers, 3 minutes to go. They have the football. Back to you.
All right, Deez, thanks. Mason Crosby has hit five of his last 12 field goals, missed from 50 and 38 today. This will be from 39 right hash. 24 seconds remaining. There's Crosby. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Packers extend their lead to 24-20 with 19 seconds remaining, and the Lions are out of timeouts. The Lions have got to score a touchdown now, down by four, with the clock working against them. So Crosby has missed a couple big ones today, but he hits them there.
You know what it's about when you think back, Dan, and we've said this many times, about making plays. Lions had a chance to go up more than one score. Instead, they settled for a field goal, only up six. They didn't get a help from the referee in what looked like a defensive holder, an interference in the end zone. But you come down the other way, and what does Aaron Rodgers do? He throws a lollipop up there that Randall Cobb runs under and makes a catch. And the Lion defense can't make a play on. And those are the differences in games. Those one or two plays, three plays that make that difference in the final score. That's what the Packers did, and the Lions didn't.
19 seconds to go. Let's see what the Lions come up with here. Crosby, the run-up and the kick. Sends it down. It is returned by Tony Scheffler, trying to get outside to the right. Scheffler upended at the 38-yard line with 15 seconds to go. So you would figure the Lions might try to get this up to around the 50. Then you might have two cracks at a Hail Mary.
If you can get a 20-yard out cut, but you got to get out of bounds. That's the key, because you got to stop the clock. And then you throw it down in the end zone and hope for the best. It's happened to them once this year in Tennessee.
They'll mark it at the 37, and the Lions will scrimmage from there. 15 seconds to go, down four, no timeouts left. Seven defensive backs in the game for Green Bay. They show three down linemen. Stafford takes, three-man rush. Stafford loads and throws, wants Calvin, and it's incomplete. Scheffler was the closest man down at the 38-yard line of Green Bay, and that leaves nine.